From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 26, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Modern Pest Services, committed to offering eco-friendly pest control solutions. Learn more at modernpest.com.
The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 32 additional cases of COVID-19 today. That brings the state's total case number so far to 3,102. No new deaths reported. That number remains at 103. 2,542 people have recovered. Meanwhile, 96 Maine cities and towns have been awarded a total of almost $9 million in federal grants to support local COVID-19 response in public health, education, and prevention. Governor Janet Mills says approved costs accrued between June 8th and October 31st will be reimbursed. And more than 50 state lawmakers say regulators should reject a proposal by Central Maine Power that could allow it to charge ratepayers for unexpected costs caused by the pandemic, while leaving the company's shareholders off the hook. Fred Bever has more.
Representative Seth Berry, chairman of the legislature's Utilities Committee, wrote the letter to the Maine Public Utilities Commission. He says CMP's COVID-19-related costs, such as masks, gloves, and sanitizers, and rental vehicles, could rise into the millions of dollars.
Maine people have made many sacrifices through this pandemic. We've had over one death per day. Mom-and-pop businesses have gone out of business to save lives. And yes, CMP has had some higher costs and lower revenues. So have all utilities. But CMP alone has had the gall to say that their captive customers should pay for all of that, and their investors should pay for none of it.
CMP spokeswoman Catherine Hartnett says the company wants to provide to the commission a good accounting of all COVID-related costs.
We're simply asking that we are allowed to track them for recovery later as to how they're recovered, from whom, and what kind of timetable that looks like. That's an MPUC decision.
But the state's public advocate agrees with a group of lawmakers that CMP's request to declare those costs a, quote, regulatory asset amounts to saying that consumers should pay for it all. In a related matter, CMP is also opposing changes in an existing rule that would allow the company some compensation for sales lost during the pandemic. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And in weather tonight, showers and storms ending with fog down east and lows in the mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, some sun early, becoming cloudy with scattered showers and thunder and highs in the mid-70s to the mid-80s. On Sunday and Monday, some sun south, otherwise mostly cloudy with showers and thunder, highs in the mid-60s to low 80s. A new rule that takes effect in late August will further curtail the ability of asylum seekers in the U.S. to work while their cases are being evaluated. The new rule makes asylum seekers who don't cross into the U.S. at an official port of entry ineligible for a work permit and requires others to wait a full year from when their cases are officially filed before they can legally work. Under the new rules, many won't be able to work for years after they arrive in the U.S. Julia Brown, an advocacy and outreach attorney with the Portland-based Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, says if it survives expected legal challenges, the new rule will create an enormous burden for asylum seekers.
We're seeing a lot of individuals and families coming outside of ports of entry. So all of those people would be ineligible to work under this new rule. So that would really impact people who are fleeing violence. There's also a really long wait for asylum. So if you're not able to work during that time, you are not going to be able to put food on the table. You're not going to be able to have shelter, to have clothing. You're not going to become productive and healthy member of the community. So it's a very real consequence that will be felt by thousands of people.
It's my understanding that it sometimes can take a period of months for people's asylum claims to work their way to the system to the point where that one-year clock would begin. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So for an example, a lot of the folks we saw last summer who were housed at the expo temporarily took a long, long time to get their names in the system, which is what we call it, which just means that the court has a record of their case. You cannot apply for asylum until you are in court. So people could not apply for asylum to even start that clock ticking to get their work permit until almost a year after arriving to the country. We probably are looking at a period of almost 2 years, seeing how things have been going so far with immigration court, getting them in the system. So almost a year until you can apply for asylum. And then with this new rule, it would be a full year before you could get your work permit.
What does Maine's population of asylum seekers look like, and what kind of impact will this have on them?
So one really important note is that the ban on those entering at the border outside of a port of entry, according to this rule, only applies to those who enter the United States after the rule goes into effect. So currently that would be August 25th, 2020. So for the purposes of this rule, it does not matter how anyone who is currently in Maine and seeking asylum entered the United States, which is a good thing. However, anyone who's just applied for asylum still has that wait to get that work permit, and this rule would impact them if they aren't able to get that work permit by August 25th. It will then be a full year wait.
Has there been action from Maine's congressional delegation or at the federal level about this rule?
So Representative Pingree did sign on to a letter commenting against this rule when it was open for comment earlier this year. But interestingly enough, both Senator Collins and Representative Pingree have previously introduced legislation that would shorten that wait period for a work permit to 30 days after applying for asylum, because both Senator Collins and Representative Pingree recognize how important it is that asylum seekers are able to work, both for Maine's economy, but also for their own well-being.
As you see it, what is the reason for making a rule like this one?
They talk a lot about fraud and other issues, but they have never backed up their claims that this would prevent fraud. In fact, they offered no evidence that this rule would even decrease asylum applications, which is why they're saying that they've put this rule into place, is to have less people seeking asylum and then have a faster asylum process. That doesn't make any sense with how their rule is laid out. In fact, they've admitted that they don't even collect data on how many asylum applications are frivolous or fraudulent, and they only collect data on denials versus grants.
Are you anticipating that this will be the subject of legal action? And if so, what will that accomplish?
Yes, I absolutely think this will be challenged by national immigration groups, because this regulation goes against clear national and international laws. So for example, Congress has made it clear that it is legal to seek asylum no matter how you enter the country. So this regulation treats people differently if they enter at the border, not through a port of entry versus coming through a port of entry. That goes against what Congress has put into law. It also violates our legal obligations under the Refugee Convention, which is international law. So we have seen a lot of success in the courts. A lot of policies that the administration has put forth have been stopped either temporarily or permanently by the courts. So I hope that a judge would issue a preliminary injunction once a lawsuit is brought, and so that would temporarily stop this rule from going into effect until the case has been heard. And I really think there's a lot of good law behind the fact that this regulation is arbitrary and capricious.
All right. Julia Brown is an advocacy and outreach attorney with the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project. Julia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
In an emailed statement, a Customs and Immigration Service spokesperson says the rule is intended to discourage illegal entry into the U.S. and to cut down on meritless or fraudulent asylum applications. They further state that, quote, employment authorization for aliens seeking asylum is not a right. You can find more information and a link to the new rule at mainpublic.org. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.